请弟兄姊妹翻开马太福音二十四章。
Can we turn to Matthew chapter 24?
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
马太二十四章四十四节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 44.
所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him.
这是主对我们所说的话。
These are the words that the Lord has spoken to us.
他要我们预备。
He wants us to prepare.
因为主回来的时候很快就要到了。
Because he will be returning soon.
根据主的话告诉我们，主很快就要回来。
According to the Lord's words, he will be returning to us soon.
根据目前这个世界上所发生的许多事情，我们也看见主就要回来了。
And during our current events, we can see that the Lord will return soon.
你知道，主回来的时候，我们每一个人都要站在基督的台前。
When the Lord returns, we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们当中有一些人，可能就像那五个聪明的童女。
Among us, there will be a few that will be like the five wise virgins.
我们可以进到国度与主一同掌权。
We can enter into the kingdom and reign with God.
我们有一些人。可能被主称赞又良善又忠心的仆人。
Some of us might be the good and faithful servant.
盼望我们在座的每一位都是这样的人。
In hopes that we will all be like these people.
那到那一天呢？有一些人主要说你是又恶又懒的仆人。
But on that day there will be a few that will be called the wicked and lazy servant.
要被丢在外面黑暗里面哀哭切齿。
And they will be thrown into the outer darkness with weeping and gnashing of teeth.
怎么样预备主的回来非常的重要。
How to prepare for the Lord's coming is very important.
如果我们预备好了，你知道，那我们真的是见主面的时候，我们会很快乐的。
If we are prepared when the Lord returns, we will be very joyous.
但如果我们没有预备好，我们那一天可能会非常的失望。
But if we are not prepared, then we will be very discouraged on that day.
我不知道我们当中有没有人觉得自己已经预备好了。
I'm not sure that among us, if any of us feel that we are prepared.
我遇见许多弟兄姊妹跟我说，我们大概没希望了。
I have encountered many brothers and sisters that feel that they have no hope.
他们觉得他们没有什么力量。
They feel that they have no strength.
他们觉得他们大概没有办法。
And they feel as if they have no way.
如果你是这样的人，我有好消息告诉你。
If you are such a person, I have good news for you.
因为有一个人也是这个样子。
Because one other person is like this.
而且是一个很有名的人。
And he is a very famous man.
就是亚伯拉罕。
And that is Abraham.
我们来看一下。创世纪十七章第一节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 17, verse 1.
创世纪十七章第一节。
Genesis chapter 17, verse 1.
亚伯兰，就亚伯拉罕，亚伯兰连九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现。
When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham.
亚伯兰已经九十九岁了。
Abraham was already 99 years old.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
他没有希望了。
It means that he has no hope.
他也没有力量了。
And that he has no strength.
他也没有办法了。
And that he has no way.
但就在这个时候，神向他显现。
But at this time, the Lord appeared before him.
神说我是全能的神。
And he said, I am Almighty God.
意思就是说，你没有希望，我有希望。
In other words, even though you have no hope, I have hope.
你没有力量，我有力量。
That you have no strength, but I have strength.
你没有办法，我有办法。
You have no way, but I have a way.
你只要做一件事情，就是你要在我的面前，行在我的面前做完全人。
And the only thing you must do is to walk before me and be perfect.
意思就是亚伯拉罕靠着自己不可能做完全人。
Because Abraham alone cannot be a perfect man.
但是呢，神是全能的神，谁有办法？
But God is Almighty and He has a way.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都有希望。
So brothers and sisters, we all have hope.
什么叫做完全人？
What is a perfect man?
在圣经里面，一个完全人就是一个生命成熟的人。
A perfect man in the Bible is a man with a mature life.
如果我们生命成熟，我们才能够进国度，跟主一同掌权。
If we have a mature life, then we can enter into the kingdom and reign with the Lord.
生命不成熟就像一个婴孩一样。
A life that is not mature is like an infant.
他不可能去掌权的。
They are not able to reign.
但是我们生命怎么样能够成熟，做个完全人呢？
But how do we become mature and become a perfect man?
所以你知道，我们需要神的恩典。
We understand that we need the Lord's grace.
离了他，我们不能做什么。
Without God, we can do nothing.
所以如果你想要靠你自己的力量来做完全人，你永远做不到。
So if we use our own strength to become a perfect man, this is something we cannot achieve.
所以当亚伯拉罕没有办法的时候，神就向他显现。
So when Abraham had no way, the Lord appeared before him.
就如果你要做完全人呢，你要行在我的前面。
If you want to be a perfect man, you must walk before me.
我是全能的神。
I am Almighty God.
我能供应你一切的需要。
I can support all of your needs.
我能够使你成为一个完全的人。
I can make you a perfect man.
但是你必须靠着我的恩典。不断地活在神的面前。
But you must live by grace before me.
对。
Continuously.
另外也有一个人也在旧约里面也是像这样的人。
There is another man like Abraham.
那是挪亚。
And that is Noah.
那是创世纪第六章。
In Genesis chapter 6.
在挪亚那个时代啊，是一个邪恶的时代。
Noah lived in a wicked generation.
那时候的人，每一个人每天想什么都在作恶，每天想作恶的事情。
Their every intent was in the heart of evil continually.
所有的人都是这个样子，但只有一个人，就是挪亚，他居然能够站住了。
Every person was like this, except for Noah. Noah.
为什么啊
？Noah was able to stand firm.
为什么挪亚能够跟所有的人都不一样？
Why is it that Noah could be different than all of the others?
他的原因在哪里？
What is his reason?
创世纪第六章第八节告诉我们。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 8 tells us.
唯有挪亚在耶和华的眼前蒙恩。
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
所以你看见这是恩典的问题。
So we see that it is a matter of grace.
挪亚在耶和华的眼前蒙了恩典。
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
你知道神不偏待人。
The Lord is not partial.
他给每一个人恩典。
He gives everyone grace.
但很多时候我们从神得了恩典呢，我们没有留在神的面前。
But many times we receive God's grace, but we do not remain before Him.
我们虽然跟随神，但我们是远远的跟随他。
And although we follow the Lord, or we follow God, we follow Him afar.
你知道彼得曾经是远远跟随主啊。
Peter was one that would follow the Lord from afar.
结果三次不认主，对不对？
But three times he denied him.
所以我们不但要从神得恩典，而且我们要住在这个恩典里面。
So not only do we receive grace from God, but we must live within this grace.
我们还要靠这个恩典往前。
And we must rely on this grace to move forward.
而且我们要在这个恩典中呢长进。
And we must
grow
in this grace.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，我们要像挪亚这样子，你要在耶和华的眼前蒙恩，而且活在他的面前。
So brothers and sisters, we must be like Noah, in which we receive the grace of God and we live before God.
然后第六节你就看见了，结果是什么？挪亚就成了一个义人，在当时的时代是个完全人，挪亚与神同行。
And we see that Noah was a righteous man, perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God.
所以你不要说挪亚靠自己他能够做一个义人，他做不到的。
So you cannot say that Noah was a righteous man on his own. He cannot do it on his own.
他也不能够靠自己做一个完全人的。
And he cannot do, he cannot be perfect on his own.
他是因为在耶和华的眼前蒙了恩典。
It is because he found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
所以这都是恩典。
So this is all based on grace.
所以当我们要预备主的再来，你必须先认识一件事情，就是我们需要神的恩典。
So to prepare for the Lord's coming, we must realize that we need God's grace.
你知道大卫也是这样的人。
David was also such a man.
圣经上说大卫是一个寻求神心意的人。
The Bible said that David was always in search of the Lord's heart.
而且呢，大卫有一个完全的心是向着神的。
And that he had a whole heart towards God.
大卫怎么样成为这样的人？
And how did David become like this?
大卫有一个秘诀。
He had a secret.
在诗篇十六篇八节那里讲到。
In Psalms chapter 16 verse 8 it tells us.
他说我把耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我就不致摇动。
I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved.
所以他不摇动，是因为他把主把耶和华摆在他的面前。
David stands firm because he puts God before his eyes.
你看，我们很少把主一直摆在我们的面前，对不对？
We oftentimes we don't put God before us.
如果我们把神一直摆在我们面前，你知道我们的话不敢乱讲的。
If we put the Lord before us, we speak carefully.
我们不敢随便做事的。
And we do not act
randomly.、
啊、
我们也决定不敢随便胡思乱想。
And we do not have
thinking.
We do not have random thoughts.
对，而且呢，他说放在右边，右边是最重要的一边。
And he says that he places God on his right side, which is the most important side.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要不断的操练这一点。
So brothers and sisters, we must constantly practice this.
我们要活在神的面前。
We must live before God.
我们要行在神的面前。
We must walk before God.
我们要常常呢把它摆在我们的面前。
And we must constantly put him before us.
我们需要他的恩典。
And we need his grace.
我们需要住在他的恩典。
And we must abide in his grace.
我们需要靠他的恩典活在他面前。
And we must live in his grace before him.
你知道，如果我们是这样的一个人的话，会有一个反应。
If we are such a person, then we'll have this natural reaction.
我们就很自然的愿意把自己身体献上当做活祭。
We naturally want to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这就是罗马书十二章第一节告诉我们。
And this is Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节告诉我们，他说：“弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。”
In Romans chapter 12, 1, it says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God." That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
从前在旧约啊，你献祭，你一定要献的。
In the Old Testament, you were to sacrifice by law.
因为律法要求你献。
Because the law required it.
但在新约呢，神是劝我们啊来献。
But in the New Testament, God persuades us to do it.
他是用恩典来劝我们。
He uses grace to persuade us.
他用重价把我们买回来了。
He paid this heavy price to buy us back.
我们本来就属他的。
And we originally belonged to him.
但神没有勉强我们来献。
But he does not force us to sacrifice.
他劝我们。
He persuades us.
你知道旧约献祭的时候，你把它献在祭坛上，啊，然后它烧掉以后呢，就变成了灰，然后就有香气往上升。
In the Old Testament, when you sacrifice, you burn your offering unto God, and there is a sweet aroma that pleases God.
所以当神好像闻到这个香味，他就喜悦。
And when he smells this aroma, he is pleased.
这只是一个预表。
This is a representation.
在新约呢，当我们把自己献上当作活祭。
In the New Testament, when we present our bodies as a living sacrifice,
我们就是告诉神，我们不再是属于我们自己的。
We tell God that we no longer belong to ourselves.
我们不再为自己活。
And we no longer live for ourselves.
我们愿意为你来活。
And that we are willing to live for Him.
结果呢，这就产生一个香气。
And this creates a sweet aroma.
神看见了，神听见了，神就喜悦。
When God sees this and when He hears this, He becomes pleased.
当我们把自己献上当作活祭的时候，并不是说我们马上就要去为神做什么工作。
When we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, it does not mean that we go out to do some work.
也不是说我们要奉献多少钱财。
Or that we offer an amount of money.
那些以后都会有的。
This will come later.
但第一个他要我们的呢，还是把我们身体献上。
But the very first thing is that we offer our bodies to Him.
我们做一个听他命令的仆人。
We become a servant, a bond servant that listens to his word.
按着他的心意来活。
And lives according to his heart.
要从前献祭啊，祭坛的火是不能熄的。
When you sacrifice in the Old Testament, the sacrifice or the fire on the altar must not dim.
早上要献一只。
You must sacrifice an animal in the morning.
晚上献一只。
And you must sacrifice one in the evening.
然后第二天也是如此。
And the second day is the same.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为早上献一只，慢慢烧，烧完了以后呢，正好到晚上了。
Because the animal you sacrifice in the daytime, burns until the evening, and about done.
然后呢，晚上就再献一只。
And so you sacrifice another animal at night.
不管是出太阳或是下雨，他都要这样献。
Whether the sun is out or if it's raining, you make the sacrifice.
今天我们在新约。
Today we are in the New Testament.
我们今天什么事情都很顺利，我们很高兴，我们就献祭。
And when everything is going smoothly, we are very happy and we sacrifice.
但当我们很低沉的时候，我们也要献。
But when we are very depressed or low, we must also sacrifice.
早上我们跟主讲说：“主啊，我是属于你的，我愿意今天一天为你活。”
In the daytime, we tell the Lord that we are yours and that we are willing to live for Him.
到了晚上呢，我们说主啊，今天一天我为你活，虽然我活得不怎么好，但我晚上我重新把自己献上。
But in the evening, we tell the Lord, Lord, today I live for you, and even though I didn't live this very well, I still sacrifice myself for you.
你知道怎么讨神喜悦吗？
So how do we please the Lord?
这就是讨神喜悦。
This pleases the Lord.
你知道怎么样过一个圣洁的生活吗？
How do you live a holy life?
就是这样子，就是开始了圣洁的生活。
This is the beginning of a holy life.
你怎么样有一个合理的侍奉？
How do you have a reasonable service?
把身体献上。
Is that you present your body as a living sacrifice.
什么时候你有一个属灵的敬拜？
When do you have a spiritual worship?
就是把自己身体献上当作活祭。
Is when you present your body as a living sacrifice.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的。
So brothers and sisters, this is very important.
当我们在白天上班的时候，
during the daytime when we're at work,
想到主，
and we think of the Lord,
就把自己献上。
We must sacrifice ourselves.
跟主说，主啊，我是属于你的。
And we tell the Lord that we belong to Him.
我愿意不再为自己活。
And that we no longer want to live for ourselves.
我愿意为你主活。
So that we want to live for the Lord.
这就是在神的眼前蒙恩的反应。
This is what your natural reaction would be when you are saved by God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们要预备的开始。
So this is the beginning of our preparation.
主还给我们时间，他很快就要回来了。
God has given us some time, but He will be returning soon.
趁着我们还有时间，我们要把自己献上。
While there is still time left, we must present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
这是神喜悦。
This pleases the Lord.
这是他喜欢的侍奉。
This is our reasonable service.
这是他喜欢的属灵的敬拜。
And this is our spiritual worship.
所以，如果我们还没开始，我们最好开始了。
So if we have not begun this, we must begin now.
如果我们真的是这样子把自己身体献上的话，很自然的圣灵开始在我们身上做一个工作。
If we are able to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, then the Spirit can begin to work within us.
就是我们的心意开始要更新而变化了。
And that our minds begin to be renewed.
这就是十二章第二节，罗马书十二章第二节所讲的。
And this is in Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
不要想我们自己可以更新我们的心思，我们没有办法。
Do not think that we can renew our minds on our own.
更新心思只有圣灵能做。
Renewing your mind is something that only the Spirit can do.
只有当我们把自己献上当作活祭的时候。
Only when we present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
只有当我们愿意不再为自己活，为他活。
Only when we are willing to live for Him and not for ourselves.
这就给圣灵开了一个门。
This opens the door for the Spirit.
圣灵要在我们身上更新我们的心思。
And the Spirit will renew our mind.
你知道，如果我们心思没有更新，你知道我们追求的跟世人追求的是一样的。
If our minds are not renewed, then we will seek the same things the world seeks.
那世界的人都是追求什么呢？财富、名声、权力。
The people of the world seek wealth, fame, and power.
我们也喜欢追求财富、名声跟权力。
And we also like to seek wealth, fame, and power.
有的时候我们说我们不追求世界这些东西。
Oftentimes we say that we do not seek things of the world.
其实我们在基督教的世界也追求同样的东西。
But we, in the kingdom of Christ, we seek the same things.
要不然我们就是想要满足肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
Or we would like to fulfill the lust of our flesh, our eyes, and the pride of life.
这些都是世界给我们的。
These are all the things that the world gives to us.
但是当我们心思开始更新变化以后
When we begin to renew our minds,
就十二节第十二章第二节后面那一段就变成他就要查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意
At the end of Romans 12 chapter 12:2, it is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God
换句话他现在就明白神的旨意了
So now that we understand the will of God
你知道，如果你是追求世界的东西，你永远不明白神的旨意。
If we seek the things of the world, we will never understand the will of God.
但当我们心思更新变化以后
，But when our minds are renewed,
我们就不追求世界那些东西。
Then we do not seek the things of the world.
我们追求神，认识神的旨意。
But we seek the perfect will of God.
我们愿意按神的旨意活。
And we want to live according to this will.
我们就开始懂得什么叫做爱神。
And then we begin to understand how to love God.
而且我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力来爱主我们的神。
And we will love him with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind.
在新约圣经提到有一个人是这样的人。
In the New Testament, it gives us a good example of such a man.
保罗就是这样的。
Paul is such a man.
保罗在腓立比书第三章第七、第八节告诉我们。
In Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, it tells us.
保罗说。从前与我有益的，现今呢，我因基督都当作有损的。不仅如此，我也把万事都当作有损的，我要得着耶稣基督做我的至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，好，我要得着基督。
But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.But indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
你知道保罗以前比我们更好。
In the past, Paul was much better than we are.
他不追求世界。
He does not seek the world.
但他追求的是宗教的世界。
But he sought the world,
religious.
The religious world.
但是呢，他从前认为有益的，他现在全部当成有损的。
But those things that he thought were righteous, he now thinks is rubbish.
他只要追求耶稣基督自己。
He now only seeks Christ Jesus alone.
旧约有一个很好的例子。
In the Old Testament, there's a good example.
摩西。
Moses.
你看摩西生长在皇宫里面。
Moses grew up in the Egyptian kingdom.
但希伯来书十一章二十五、二十六节告诉我。
But in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25 and 26, it tells us.
他情愿呢与神的百姓同受苦难，也不愿意享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵，因为他想望所要得着的赏赐。
choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，我们把自己身体献上当作活祭，何等的重要！
The brothers and sisters, presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice is very important.
因为这给圣灵一个做工的路。
Because this allows a way for the Spirit to work within us.
他把我们的心思更新变化。
The Spirit renews our mind.
使我们不再追求世界，我们转向来追求神。
So that we no longer seek the world, but we seek Christ.
我们愿意把心给神。
So that we're willing to give up our hearts to God.
我们愿意爱神。
And that we love God.
但是爱神还不够。
But loving God is not enough.
你要爱神的道路。
You must also love His way.
因为很多时候我们说爱神。
Because many times we say we love God.
但是你一碰到神给我们量的道路，你就不喜欢了。
But when we come in contact with His way, we dislike it.
所以箴言23:26就告诉我们一件事。
So Proverbs chapter 23:26 tells us.
我儿要将你心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
My son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways.
你知道神的道路就是十字架的道路。
The way of God is the way of the cross.
你知道我们一听到十字架，我们就不喜欢了。
When we hear the word cross, we dislike it.
我们不喜欢神的道路，是因为我们没有把心给他。
We dislike the way of God because we did not give our hearts to Him.
如果我们把心给神的话呢，很自然的，接下来我们就喜欢他的道路。
If we give our hearts to God, then naturally we will like His way.
那十字架带领我们的方向，常常跟我们自己的方向不一样。
The way of the cross often leads us in a direction that is not the way of our hearts.
所以我们常常会觉得痛苦。
So we feel miserable.
但是神呢，是借着十字架来做工在我们里面。
But God uses the cross to work within us.
借着十字架来炼净我们。
And He uses the cross to refine us.
因为我们里面有肉体，有天然。
Because we have a natural flesh.
而且我们里面都是亚当的生命。
And we have the life of Adam within us.
所以我们很容易骄傲。
So we naturally are proud.
我们很容易嫉妒。
And we are jealous.
那我们很容易呢，为自己活。
And weIt is very easy for us to live for ourselves.
所以呢，神借着十字架呢，要炼净我们。
So God uses the cross to refine us.
这是出于他的爱。
And this is out of His love.
所以我们如果爱神，我们就爱他的道路。
So if we love God, then we love His way.
那神最常做工的地方，就是在我们家里面。
And oftentimes the Lord works within us with our families.
有的时候你看到父母对你很不公平。
Oftentimes you see unfairness that your parents give to you.
有的时候你发觉儿女实在是麻烦。
Or you see that your children are troublesome.
有的时候你看见夫妻之间有好多的问题。
Or you see couples having many issues.
你不会喜欢这样子。
You dislike this.
你就看见了都是这些人的手在跟你作对。
And you see that it is that person that is against you.
你只看到人的手。
But you only see the person.
但你没有看见神的手在制作你。
But you don't see the hand of God trying to refine you.
所以如果我们看见神的爱，我们就接受这个路。
So if we see God's love, then we accept His way.
有的时候神是在我们工作的地方来制作我们。
Sometimes He uses your workspace to refine you.
有的时候呢，是在教会里面。
Sometimes it is within the church.
我们觉得这个弟兄好麻烦啊。
We see that this brother is very troublesome.
或这个姐妹很麻烦。
Or this sister is very troublesome.
你知道这是神的恩典。
But this is God's grace.
如果大家都很好的话，那你还做什么工啊？
If everyone was fine, then what kind of work needs to be done?
过了几十年还是那个老样子。
And after some years, you are still the same.
所以你要为这些弟兄姊妹感谢神呢。
So you must thank the Lord for these brothers and sisters.
因为他爱我们。
Because He loves us.
他借着这些弟兄姊妹呢，来制作我们。
And he uses these brothers and sisters to refine us.
你知道，我们本来看不懂。
We could not understand before.
所以罗马书第八章二十六节告诉我们。
But in Romans chapter 8 verse 26 it tells us.
他说我们本不晓得怎么祷告，但圣灵用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
所以罗马书八章二十六节说我们不晓得。
So in Romans chapter 8, it tells us that we do not understand.
但到了二十八节呢，就变成我们晓得了。
But in verse 28, it tells us that we do understand.
我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God.
所以你看，连爱神，你就看见什么事情都在为你效力。
So if you love the Lord, then you see that all things work together for good.
如果你不爱神，你觉得每件事情都找你麻烦。
And if you don't love the Lord, then you feel that everything is against you.
所以我儿要将你心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
My son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways.
万事互相效力，效什么力啊？
So all things work together for good, and what kind of good?
很多时候我们想，大概我们日子就舒服了。
Oftentimes we think that our lives will be more comfortable.
我们可能要发财了。
Or that we will come into wealth.
但你读下去就发现不是这样子。
But if you read further down, you see that this is not the case.
他要把你磨成神儿子的形象。
Is that to those who are called
or conform the image.
To conform to the image of God.
所以你看见原来万事互相效力，要把你磨成神儿子的样子。
So we know that all things together.So come together for good and conforms us to be like Christ.
把我们带进荣耀里面。
Bring us into glory.
荣耀就是神的自己。
And the glory is God Himself.
所以这是神的美意。
So this is the work of God.
他兴起各样的环境是为着我们。
He creates many different environments for us.
让基督的性格。住在我们的里面。
So that the character of Christ is within us.
所以如果我们爱主，也爱主的道路。
So if we love God and we love His way.
我们就要舍己，背十字架来跟随主。
Then we must take up our cross and carry our cross.
如果你觉得这个道理很有道理的话。
If you think this is reasonable.
你如果你照着这个去做。
And if you do according to this.
你不要觉得这条路很好走。
Do not think that this is going to be an easy path.
因为你走一段时间，你看看自己就软弱了。
Because after a while, or after you've been on this path for a while, you will become discouraged.
你看看环境，你就受不了了。
You see your environment and you cannot take it.
你看看弟兄姊妹，你有时候就跌倒了。
And you see other brothers and sisters and you stumble.
所以接下来呢，在希伯来书第十章三十八节就告诉我们。
So in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, it tells us.
他讲的义人必因信得生，在原文的意思是义人必因信而活。他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
所以这条路不好走。
So this is not an easy path.
你怎么来活、啊、
How must you live?
你必须靠着信心来走这条路。
You must live according to faith to walk this path.
你如果看环境，你绝对没有信心的。
If you look at your surroundings, you will have no faith.
你看你自己，你有的时候也没信心。
And looking at yourself, you will have no faith.
甚至有的时候你看弟兄姊妹，你也没有信心。
And other times, looking at your brothers and sisters, you will lose your faith.
因为信心不在这些地方。
So your faith is not within these.
信心在我们主的身上。
It is in the body of God.
所以希伯来书十二章二节告诉我们，要仰望那位使我们信心创始成终的主。
But in Hebrews chapter 12, 2, it tells us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
所以你在走这条道路啊，你不要看其他的地方。
So when you are walking on this path, do not look elsewhere.
也不要看自己。
And do not look at yourself.
你要不断的来看主。
You must continually look at God.
因为希伯来书七章二十五节告诉我们，他说凡靠着他，靠着主进到神面前的，他都能拯救到底，因他是长远活着为我们代求。
In Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25, therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he ever lives to make intercession for them.
你知道圣经上提到以诺是一个很特别的人。
In the Bible it mentions Enoch as a very special person.
他是第一个被提的人。
He is the first to be caught up.
他没有经过死。
He did not die.
所以你看希伯来书十一章第五节、哦、那边特别提到一句话很特别。
Hebrews 11, chapter 11 verse 5 tells us.
他以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了，只是他被接去以先已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
By faith Enoch was translated so that he did not see death and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God.
你看很奇妙啊，他被提之前他有一个名证的。
So you see that before he was caught up, he had a testimony.
这是我们需要的这个名证。
And this is the testimony that we must have.
你没有这个名证你不可能被提的。
Without this testimony, you cannot be caught up.
但是这个名证是什么？就神喜悦他的名证。
But what is this testimony? It is that he pleased God.
你怎么样得到这个名证？
And how do you receive this testimony?
第六节就告诉我们。
It tells us in verse 6.
人非有信就不能得他的喜悦。
But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
所以你要得神的喜悦，你要得到这个名证，你必须信。
So if you want to please God, you must have faith.
信什么呢？
And what do you have faith in?
他说，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。就第六节后面。
For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
这里的意思是什么？你必须信神是。
So what is the meaning here? It is that you must believe that God is.
神是，这意思就是说呢，神是那位全能者。
That he is the Almighty.
他可以供应你一切的需要。
He can provide for all of your needs.
你只要到他的面前来，
you just need to come before him.
你相信他要给你，
and that you need to believe that he will provide.
因为他是全能的，
because he is the Almighty.
他要，而且相信他呢，要赏赐那寻求他的人，
and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
所以你只要寻求他，他就一定赏赐你。
So if you seek him diligently, then he will reward you.
但这需要信心。
But this requires faith.
那很多时候我们来到神面前，我们想大概神不会赏赐我了。
Many times we come before the Lord and we think that the Lord will not reward us.
我从前也不爱主。
I didn't love the Lord.
现在太晚了。
And now it's too late.
这没有信心。
This is not having faith.
主还没有回来，我们还有时间。
Before the Lord returns, we still have time.
我们只要来到神面前。
We must come before the Lord.
我们相信他是全能的。
And we must believe that he is the Almighty.
相信他赏赐我。
And then believe that he will reward us.
就是把他自己给我们。
And the reward is that he gives himself to us.
所以第二位，在希伯来书第十章第三十八节告诉我们，说他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
So in
十章三十八节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. It tells us,
他说退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
If anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
所以弟兄，我们不能退后啊。
The brothers and sisters, we cannot walk or retreat.
我们只能靠着信心而生活。
We can only live by faith.
所以三十九节告诉我，我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂就是魂得救的人。
In verse 39 it tells us, but we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul.
Amen. 我们到了这个地步呢，我们就能够敞着脸可以看见主的荣光。
And at this point we can now come face to face to see God's glory.
所以你看见哥林多后书第三章，我们从十六节开始看，其实到十八节。
So let us look in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 18.
第十六节他告诉我们，他说但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时出去。
In verse 16, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
所以我们再说，我们的心怎么能够转向主？
So how do we turn our hearts towards God?
我们需要靠神的恩典。
We must use God's grace.
我们需要活在他的恩典里面。
We must abide in his grace.
靠他的恩典来活。
We must depend on His grace to live.
把自己身体献上当作活祭。
We must offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
不再为自己活。
Not to live for ourselves any longer.
而是为他活。
But to live for Him.
如果你觉得这个太难，
If you think this is too hard,
告诉他。
Then tell Him.
主，我做不到。
Tell Him, Lord, I can't do it.
你让我能做得到。
Let, give me
strength
to do it.
你知道，如果你有这样的心愿，
If you have the willingness,
圣灵开始做工了。
Then the Spirit can begin to work.
我们的心就转向他了。
And our hearts are turned towards God.
心意更新变化。
And our minds are renewed.
我们不再爱世界。
And we no longer love this world.
我们开始爱主。
We begin to love God.
爱他的道路。
And we would begin to love His ways.
愿意舍己来跟随他。
And that you deny yourself to follow Him.
对。凭着信心而活。
To live by faith.
我们不为别人制造十字架。
We do not create the cross for others.
但是我们从主那里接受十字架，我们来背。
But we accept the cross that the Lord gives us and carry it.
当我们这样子心是转向神的时候，
When our hearts are turned to God like this,
帕子就出去了。
The veil has been removed.
这个时候，你看圣灵要做一个很重要的工作。
And at this time, the Spirit will do an important work.
所以十七节说，主就是那灵。主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Verse 17, Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
所以你看，主的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
So where the Lord's Spirit is, there is liberty.
所以圣灵开始做工。
So the Spirit begins to work.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光。
But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror of the glory of the Lord.
所以你看见，这时候你可以看见主的荣光。
So now you can begin to see the glory of the Lord.
就好像从镜子里反照，
like,
就变成主的形状。
Like a reflection in a mirror, and you are being transformed into the same image.
荣上加荣。
From glory to glory.
如同从主的灵变成的。
Just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以圣灵把我们变成像主的形状。
So the Spirit turns us into the image of the Lord.
使我们能够向主。
So that we can turn towards the Lord.
让基督的性格在我们里面。
And allow the character of Christ to come within us.
我们生命就慢慢成熟。
So that our lives can become mature.
这就是做完全人。
This is a perfect man.
这就好像圣经里面常常用麦子来形容基督徒。
This is what the Bible uses an example of.For grain,
对，来预表基督徒。
To represent Christians.
只有麦子成熟才能够 被提到神面前的。
Only the
grain mature.
Only the wheat that is mature can be lifted up to God.
对，所以呢，这代表就是说，这时候如果我们开始向主了。
So this represents that when we face God.
我们就能够进国度。
We can enter into the kingdom.
我们跟他一同作王。
And we can reign with him.
你知道，也许你觉得就是说，现在时间太短了。
You might feel that the time is too short.
我可能没有办法成熟了。
And then we cannot mature.
但你不开始，你永远不能开始的。
But if you don't start now, then you never will start.
但神一开始，他做工很快的。
And when God works, He works quickly.
一天，他可以做一千年的工作。
And one day, He can do 1,000 years worth of work.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
In man, it is not possible, but with God, it is possible.
所以要凭着信心到他的面前。
So we must have faith and come before him.
相信他赏赐我们。
Believe that he will reward us.
把他自己给我们。
And he will give himself to us.
把我们磨成他的形象。
To mold us into his image.
主快回来了。
The Lord will return soon.
当主回来的时候。
Before he returns,
我们每一个人都像他。
we must all be like him.
我们在他面前就是五个聪明的童女。
So that we can be like the five wise virgins.
我们可以成为忠良善又忠心的仆人。
And that we can be a good and faithful servant.
愿神祝福我们。
Let the Lord bless us.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，因着你的恩典。你不是迟延，你乃是宽容，你愿意我们每一个人都悔改。主，我们为着这些我们来感谢你。主，我们说当我们在预备等候你回来之前，主，我们第一个需要的就是你的恩典。我们深深的觉得靠着我们自己我们没有办法，但主，我们感谢你，你的恩典够我们用，让我们能够把握这个恩典，住在这个恩典，靠这个恩典而活，把自己全然的献给你，愿意来为你而活。主，你做工在我们身上，让我们心思更新而变化，让我们看从前以为有益的，我们今天看它为有损，让我们以得着你的自己为自保，让我们喜悦你，爱你，也爱你的道路，凭着信心活在你的面前，让我们有个敞开的脸来见你的荣耀，磨成你的形象。主，高高兴兴见你的面，不至于羞愧。我们把荣耀和赞美都归给你，祝福每一位弟兄姊妹，只要我们有一点心愿，你都愿意做成。谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。